Tip Tranquil Chick, Monday, November 14th, 2005. Greetings, this is Kimberly Wilson, and welcome to the 7th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast, a girl's guide for living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. I'm back in the Pink Palace in Washington, D.C. tonight. Was hoping to be able to podcast from Miami, but the internet connection was a bit spotty, so I apologize for my promises on the blog of getting one to you by the end of the week. I wanted to share an email from a fellow Hip Tranquil Chick in California who writes, I just got a Nano and have been listening to your podcast. Ack, where's the one for this week? I want more. I love your tips and insights, the pose of the podcast, even hearing the dog or cat make background noise. And enjoy the music you play at the end. I've played a couple of the podcasts over a few times. It helps me relax at night and reminds me to attempt to do one yoga pose at home when I can't get to class. The podcasts remind me that there is more to life than work. Easy to forget. So thank you so much for sending this. It's always a treat to hear from people. And again, my apologies that the podcast did not get out while I was at the yoga conference in Miami this weekend. Now, moving right along, today's podcast consists of a potpourri of my favorite inspirational books, and of course our delicious pose of the podcast at the end, and more fabulous pod-safe music. As always, view our show notes at hiptranquilchick.blogspot.com, where I'll have more information about these books in case you don't catch it all in the podcast. So moving along, so the first of my favorite resources is The Artist's Way. I find this book to be absolutely phenomenal. I even lead women's circles around this book and credit it for the start of my business. So, The Artist's Way. I'm going to read from you or read various portions from the book or from my favorite books as we move along. And some of them I have in front of me, and unfortunately some of them don't. So I'll just do a little summary of them. But the reason this one appeals to me is it's a 12-step program for creating a creative lifestyle and basically 12 steps to finding your creativity. So this piece that I'm reading is on risk, which I think is one thing that prevents a lot of people from actually taking creative steps. So, reading along, we've all heard that the unexamined life is not worth living, but consider too that the unexamined life is not worth examining. The success of creative recovery hinges on our ability to move out of our head and into action, and this brings us squarely to risk. We deny that in order to do something well, we must first be willing to do it badly. Instead, we opt for setting our limits at the point where we feel assured of success. Living within these bounds, we may feel stifled, smothered, despairing, bored. But yes, we do feel safe. And safety is a very expensive illusion. I love that. So as a reminder on how anytime we do anything the first time, it's usually not going to be pretty. I remember my first yoga class was horrible, and I taped it. I don't think I've actually ever listened to the tape again, but it's a funny thing to think about how perfection prevents us from actually taking those risks. So my second book is from The E-Myth, which is another fabulous book. And this book is for anyone who is interested in creating a business. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book. And I'm going to read from where he talks about, the author, Michael Gerber, talks about the importance of actually connecting with your primary aim, why it is you're wanting to do business. So he says, what would you like to be able to say about your life after it's too late to do anything about it? That's your primary aim. If you were to write a script for the tape to be played for the mourners at your funeral, how would you like it to read? That's your primary aim. Once you've created the script, all you need to do is make it come true. All you need to do is begin living your life as if it were important. All you need to do is take your life seriously, to create it intentionally, to actively make your life into the life you wish it to be. Simple? Yes. Easy? No. And then he goes on and talks a little bit more about the primary aim. And then he says, great people have a vision of their lives that they practice emulating each and every day. Their lives are spent living out the vision. they have of their future and the present. They compare what they've done with what they intended to do. And where there's a disparity between the two, they don't wait very long to make up the difference. They go to work on their lives, not just in their lives. I believe it's true that the difference between great people and everyone else is that great people create their lives actively, while everyone else is created by their lives, passively waiting to see where life takes them next. The difference between the two is the difference between living fully and just existing. The difference between the two is living intentionally and living by accident. I love this. I think that that sums up so much even beyond business, even though the E myth is actually, E stands for entrepreneurial myth, why most small businesses don't work and what you can do about it. But I think that what he's saying is also very powerful to take whether or not you are in business. Number three is Simple Abundance by Sarah Ben Bronick. I don't have that in front of me because that's actually at the studio. I just call it the woman's Bible. It's beautiful. It's pink. She was rejected by like 30 publishers and then it became an international bestseller. She was on Oprah. She's actually local to the DC area and I just think a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. So I highly encourage that book. The next one is Living Your Yoga by Judith Lasseter. Again, another one I don't have with me. That's at the studio and another fabulous book. And it talks about how you can really take your yoga practice off the mat. And Judith Lasseter just has an amazing voice and is able to really break it down to understand in everyday modern terms. The next book is called The Seed Handbook, S-E-E-D Handbook, by Lynn Franks from the UK. And this is such a great book. It's the feminine way to create business. And there wasn't anything in particular that I found in here that I just had to read, but I wanted to be sure to mention it because she has a manifesto that goes along with this book. And it talks about just all the various ways that you can incorporate femininity into running a sustainable business. And it's also lovely illustrated. She just puts together a really, really nice package. I encourage this book to everyone who's starting a business. And I remember whenever I was starting Tranquil Space, I was working at Georgetown University, and during lunch I'd go sit outside and read books like this, and this is definitely one of them. And it's funny to find, there's little like worksheets in here, and to find what I wrote out on the little things that I needed to get for the studio whenever it was in my living room, and I have like blankets and voicemail, and you know, it's so funny to see how things have grown and changed. But I highly encourage this book because it covers so many different aspects. From, you know, setting up a great team to writing a press release to stretching throughout the day to figuring out what you're afraid of to becoming a visionary. Really, really great book. Next one is Three Black Skirts. I love, love, love this book. And the title of it is All You Need to Survive is Three Black Skirts. This is by Anna Johnson. Such a cute book. And again, this is like a modern girl's guide to living. And this came out years ago, years being like 2000. But it's a really, really fun book. And it's nicely illustrated. And just reading a couple pieces from the introduction that I thought were really powerful, or just really insightful. She says, "Let me be the first to admit that we teach what we need to learn. I wrote this book not because I'm spiffingly together, I love that word, and pregnant with worldly wisdom, but because I want to be more relaxed, organized, and socially useful." And then she says, "This book was born essentially out of sloth. Inertia drove me to act. An inability to stick to a relaxation program, manage money, or even keep simple promises led to incredible frustration. To escape from the valley of the flakes, I found simple answers to complex life problems. I stopped saying yes when I meant no. I tried to get up earlier. I established routines. And even if I broke them, I attempted to make every day count, be it shifting debt or shaking my rump." So this is a really fun book, and this covers all sorts of things from well-being to style to life skills, career, emotional rescue, spirit, and giving back. Oh, and mood management. So this is a really great book, a great modern girl's guide. Next is any book by Sark is actually fabulous. I can't recommend her enough, and she has tons of great books out there. And again, nicely illustrated, very, very colorful, lots and lots of fun. Her latest one, Make Your Creative Dreams Real, is a great book, a plan for procrastinators, perfectionists, busy people, and people who would really rather sleep all day. So Sark is very, very colorful. She even has some books out there that she has completely handwritten. And they're just fun, they're light, but yet the message is deep. I like light books that have a deep message. And she'll always share testimonials or stories of other people and how they're a creative or succulent woman and helps provide lots of examples as to how this work is kind of playing out in the real world. And then she also gives great websites and all sorts of fun things. And her website is campsark.com. Lots and lots of fun. Okay, so the next one, this one's a little deeper book. And so powerful. And it's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And what I'm going to do is just read to you what the Four Agreements are. Whenever I was thinking of what I wanted to podcast about tonight, I initially was just going to do on this book, because this book is so deep, yet so small. It's a quick read. Let's see, it's like 140 pages, yet so much depth in this little bitty book. And it's called A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. The first of the four agreements is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Number two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Number two is so powerful, and especially even with regard to, I love sharing this with people who work at the front desk, because people who are in customer service jobs, you know, it's often they're the ones who are, if you're working at the front desk or you're making appointments or you're answering the phone, you're the one who often gets the brunt of the public's, if they've had a bad day, then you're the one who's going to feel it. And it's just not fair. And it's one of those things that happens, even happens at yoga studios. And so I think, remembering number two is so powerful, to just realize that whenever other people do things towards you, it's more about them than it is about you. So much easier said than done, but I think it's a really powerful concept. And then the third one is also very powerful, and that's don't make assumptions. And how many of us get in trouble simply from the assumptions that we make? Someone says, I need to talk to you, your heart drops, you assume the worst. You know, it's this is another really powerful agreement. And he says, find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama, which is this one agreement you can completely transform your life. Totally agree. And finally, number four is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. I often liken that concept of always doing your best to in dance or even in yoga. Sometimes you can just mark things, meaning you just kind of do them halfway so that you're going through the counts, you're going through the motion, but you're not doing a full-out performance. And I like to think of always doing your best as really thinking of your life as a performance. I always encourage people to think of life as art, but even beyond art, but as performance, so that you're always doing your best, you're always putting your best self out there, and how this goes along with something that's said in Simple Abundance, that putting on a costume really makes people shine in theater. It's like they really take on that part, they take on that character. And I think it's the same thing in life. Whenever you really put your best self out there, whenever you get a little dressed up, when you put on the red lipstick or put on your wedge boots, you know, it's those little things, they just make you feel a little more in character with who it is you're wanting to be. So again, always do your best. Next favorite book, again, is at the studio, The Wisdom of No Escape and The Path of Loving Kindness by Pema Chodron. Amazing book. She's such an amazing woman and has such an amazing message. And I love the Buddhism concept of basically you're beautiful as you are. It was very foreign to me whenever I first started reading it, and how your neuroses actually make you special and unique. Love that book. And it's again, a quick read, I would say, because it's very thin, but it's very, very deep. The last two, 12 Secrets of Highly Creative Women. This is such a great book, and oftentimes when I lead a creativity circle, I will also include this book along with The Artist's Way. And I wanted to read to you one of her challenges in there, and challenges are basically exercises. So she says, your life enhancers. Write down 10 things you'd really like to do in your life. Don't censor, just write. The context of your life is a creativity enhancer itself. Look over your list. What is stopping you from experiencing those dreams now? No one else can grant you a fulfilling life. You are the author of your own story. Is it an adventure story or is it a tragedy? You can redirect the plot at any time. By ensuring that you add these 10 life-enhancing positive priorities to your life experience as soon as possible, your tale will have a happier ending. Commit to these 10 goals and set up a timeline with target dates and action steps. No one else can do this for you. So why not take a little bit of time and write down 10 things that you'd really like to do in your life, and then work beyond that and see how you can incorporate this. And oftentimes, you know, it'll be a really big goal, like write a novel. So what's one thing you could do to start writing your novel that probably won't be done tomorrow if you write this down today? What you could do is, step one could be to open up a Word document and title it novel. So lastly is Living Out Loud by Carrie Smith. Another just fun, such a fun book put out by Chronicle. They always put out the cutest little books. And it's Living Out Loud, Activities to Fuel a Creative Life by Carrie Smith. Really, really cute. Even has stickers in it, colorful illustrations. And one thing I wanted to read from the book is 10 small ways to shake things up and add some inspiration to your daily routine, and a little shift in perception can work wonders. We all know this. Okay, so number one, have a lunch date with yourself to try a new restaurant. Number two, send fun postcards to all your friends. We all know the power of actually receiving handwritten notes these days versus email. It's so powerful. Number three, try a new kind of music. She's got African opera show tunes. Number four, add more color to your wardrobe. Go wild. And she has an illustration of a turquoise little robe with purple flowers. Number five, send someone an anonymous gift. Number six, put the TV in the bedroom and have a pajama party for one. Number seven, view your world from upside down. She has someone hanging upside down. And as a yoga practitioner, you do this probably pretty often, just by a forward fold, down dog, headstand, etc. Number eight, create an inspiration corner in your room. And she's got a photo or an illustration of a cute little pink love seat and a purple pillow and a little cup of tea next to it and books. Number nine, eat dinner by candlelight every night and use your good china. This goes along with what I mentioned earlier of always doing your best. You would also wear your best stuff, use your best stuff. And number 10, dare yourself to take one small risk a week. So that's from Living Out Loud, a really, really fun book. So pick up one of these books or just head to the bookstore. I find that just hanging out at a bookstore for like 30 minutes does so much. It just totally replenishes me, almost like a massage. It's a great self-nurturing task. So just picking up some of these books can be a great source of inspiration to read little tips of wisdom and to help move you further in the direction of where you want to go. So moving into our pose of the podcast, Baddha Konasana, one of my favorite poses. And for Baddha Konasana, you are in a seated pose. You can start in Dandasana with your legs extended. And then you bend at the knees and you draw the soles of the feet together. And draw your heels up towards the body as much as possible. If your knees are fairly high above your hips, meaning you have tied your hips, sit on a blanket or a block to help elevate, because ideally we want to have our hips above our knees so that the knees are dropping and somewhat relaxed. Okay, and then for Baddha Konasana, take the flesh on the thighs, kind of roll it out so you feel your sitting bones pressing into the earth, and then lift tall through the crown of the head. So inhale, lift through the heart center, and then you're going to exhale and fold forward. Now, some of you won't fold very much at all, and that's fine. What we want to do, though, is hinge from the hips, and then just rest your hands onto the earth, walking them forward. Some of you will be able to take this a little deeper, coming all the way down to your forearms, and then some all the way down to the forehead. So hang out here and breathe for a little bit, really focusing on your inhale and exhale. A lovely variation of Baddha Konasana is to lie on your back. And so with that, you just lie back. You keep the soles of the feet together, lie down on your back, and that's Supta Konasana. Now you may have a bit of a rounding in your lower back from this. So if you lift up your bum and slide your bum down towards your heels a little bit, it'll help to lengthen out the lower back where you may have a bit of curvature. So that's Supta Konasana. That's one of my favorite poses. Then you can also complete it by bringing the arms up over your head and reaching for your elbows, which feels really nice, a great shoulder opener. So these are hip openers, and then if you add in the arm piece when you're on your back, that's a lovely shoulder opener. Baddha Konasana. Great, so thanks so much for listening, and share your thoughts with me. I love hearing from you all, and thanks so much to my Cali fan. But share your thoughts with me at Kimberly@TranquilSpace.com, and continue to visit TranquilSpace.com or HipTranquilChick.com for continued sources of inspiration. And to close out the show, as you probably hear Louis scratching on the wall in the background, so to close out the show, we're playing Pod Safe Tunes, which, as you know, is music by new unsigned artists, as we're helping to share their art and their creativity. So today's selection is perfect for your Supta Konasana practicing, and it's called In a Long Time by 46 Bliss from the PodSafe Music Network. Thanks so much for joining me for the 7th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast. Namaste.
I saw stars around your feet once, little lights like fish you swim in. Took off your hat, you turn your chin in. Time stood still on St. Mark's Place. We walked up through hills of times like this and times like those. We felt the heat of all the years. I filled my head and spilled my tears. Take